You know that when the fire and brimstone was destroying Sodom and Gomorrah, it came down and it was just totally destroyed. But that was the carnal realm. But what we are seeing today, brethren, is that this fire and brimstone is hitting almost every city in the world today in the spirit. And I think when we see all this chaos and everything that is coming over, like taking away our rights, taking away our houses, our economic, our jobs, taking away our freedoms. This is a brimstone that is hitting our society. And this is things when you see a brimstone hitting something, it makes chaos. And that is what I see today. It's a judgment that is hitting. And it is a judgment because it comes because people have left God. They have cast him out of society. They have cast him out of school. They have cast him out of every books in the school. They have rejecting him. And I am not afraid to stand up and speak against these things because this is not a life or a society that I choose to live in. I choose to live in the Feast of Tabernacle in the booths with my Lord, covered by his spirit. And whatever it's happening outside is not going to affect something that is inside, because I am there in with my Lord, and I am going to stand with him, and he's going to stand with me, and it is the only matter that is in my life today. These things that is happening, that is hitting the earth, with all these global things that we are hitting, it is something that men took authority to come together to destroy the society like it is. They are changing it, and it never will be the same again. But God is allow these things to happen, and we ask, why, God? Why do you allow these things to happen? But in the Book of Rome, Paul writes that God said, here, let Pharaoh rose up so he could show his power in him, so he could destroy him and putting him down. And this is our hope. Everything that we see, we trust God. And we know that when he started to create the world, he was in his heaven that he is. And that heaven was full of him. When he said, let it be light, he went from that first heaven and started to flow into a next heaven. And if you want to look at it and see it, goes to First King and verse First King and chapter 8. And it is chapter 8, First King, and in verse 27, it is so beautiful to look at this. But will God indeed dwell on earth? Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. So we see that there was a heaven that God was in. And then it was a heaven of heavens. So when God start to when God start to speak, when start, God start to move, when God start to activate himself and flow into next heaven, he start to come into heaven of heavens. This heaven of heavens is a place of authority. It's a place of heaven where the heaven is. Every single one of you is a part of heavens. you have a heaven in your life, in your soul, and you are in the heavens of heavens. You belongs to God. You are a citizens of heaven, and you do not dwell on earth. You dwell in heaven. You dwell in the heavenly places. And we need to say these things to us. We need to speak to our soul. I do not dwell on earth. I do not dwell in carnality. I dwell in the Spirit of God. I dwell in the heavenly places. I dwell in heaven. I'm a citizen of heaven, and there I am. I'm watching here on earth, but I am dwelling in heaven. I don't dwell in earth, because in the book of Revelation, all these things that is happening upon them that dwell on earth, not in heaven. And we are not going to be hit by these things, because we dwell in heaven. We dwell in heavenly places with Christ. So that was my thought.
Amen. And on the other side of the coin, Brother Daniel, there are those who are sold out to hell, who are dwelling in hell while they walk among us. What did the seal call them? Dead men walking.
Yeah.
Hell and heaven are here on earth.
Yeah.
Now, while among living men.
Yes. We are in that twilight zone to choose if we want to go into darkness or we want to go into light. We are in that twilight zone in this area that we are born in. We move up or we move down. In Iceland, when I grew up, we had an explanation of when we are very, very happy. Then we said, we are in the seventh heaven.
Yeah.
So there was some knowledge that there was a three heaven above us, and there was also a three place of darkness below us.
You know, I don't know what your histories are, but you may, if you came to the Lord at some time in your adulthood or something, you probably can look back and say, there was a time that I was living in hell.
Yeah.
And now heaven is in me, and I am living in heavenly places.
Yes. That I know.
And you look at other people that you love and that you're praying for, and you can see where they are. You can see that they're either living in hell or they're living in heavenly places.
Yes. When I see a people that is bound, and I see a people that is affected by hell, by darkness,
yeah.
I can see myself, because I was like that. I was an enemy of God one time. But he for his love and his mercy, he touched my soul and he gave me life. And he saved me by the blood of his son. But I know, even though my sin is forgiven, and I can stand before God as in righteousness because of that, I have not forgotten where I came from. When I see people that is bound in sin and doing terrible things, one time that was my nature too. I have been changed, and he is changing us from glory to glory. And when I see something that is really in darkness, I know what he's dealing with, because one time I was there too. There is a big difference between the son that was always home and the lost son. And the lost son, he went away from his home. He spent everything and he came broken home. And his father, he make a big party out of it. He just make a feast for him. That happened to Aaron and Moses. But that also happened in the Christianity today. There's a people that is a good people that have always been a Christian, raised up in a Christian home, and really a beautiful people and good people. But there is a people that is a lost son that have gone out and spent everything and really don't care about the goodness of the kingdom of God. But see that one day, even the servant had some more from the father and the son had. And so the son went home, and the father was happy. He ran through him, grabbed him, and he offered his calf. And when the older brother that was working on the field came home, he heard the music. And there was a music and fest in the house. That is the picture of the Feast of Tabernacle, brethren. There was a feast between father and the son in that house. And we are there. And I am proud of my God. And I am so blessed to know that when we start to see these things, we have to realize one thing. You see only things where you are. If I am looking out of my window here in Norway, I only see Norway. But if I see the reality and revelation of Jesus Christ, then I am there. And if I recognize Christ is in your life, it is a proof that it is in me. Christ recognized Christ. The body identify himself. That is the unity. It is when we come together and we start to see one another and realize what kind of life is moving within you. I see it and I hear it and realize it is also the same nature as is moving in me. It is not many seed, it is only one seed, and it's Christ within in all of us. So may the grace and mercy be with you. Amen.
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 Well, amen. It sounds like Brother Daniel and I are the only elders that have
amen.
A word today. Oh my goodness. What
okay.
happened?
Go ahead.
I don't know.
Mark, when you were talking about those that believe in God, you know, it reminds me of the difference in believing in God and believing God. You know, many people will tell you, yeah, they acknowledge that there is a supreme being, a God out there, but they just don't believe him. If they did, they would be like us, studying the word and coming to the true revelation of who God is and what he has done for us. I'm reminded of was in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus said, "Straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it." So it is true that it would be few. You said 5%. And I kind of agree with you. You know, even born again Christians, they don't believe God. I mean, they do to a certain extent, but they really don't believe him. Because if they did, they'd be reading, you know, they'd be reading and understanding what the Word of God says. And how can they know what the Word of God says when they don't even read it? So few there be that find them.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to turn the recording off.